Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud Bear Dome.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. We you to the grill tonight. Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
What's up? What's up? Welcome to the first motherfucking combined show, the Ass Rosebud Down and Dirty 101, together again. But I'm telling you, it doesn't matter if we do them separate or if we do them together, because I'm dropping bombs on everything we do. Hey, just a minute, man, my dog. Hey, who? The motherfucker gonna dive through the window. He just... Lena, go close the curtain, baby. Lena, go close the curtain so danger. I'm fucking sorry, you guys, but that motherfucker damn near dove through the window just now. I heard it. But anyway, this is this first show. It ain't really the first show. I used to do it like this first show in a long time. But I got hella shit to talk about. Everything for me, I must say, it's really a trip these days, fellas. I'm an old man, 65, you know that, trying to motherfucking navigate this motherfucking hey, as much shit as I talk, and as much as I would love to say, everything is wine and roses in my fucking house. Oh my God, this fucking bitch is crazy. But I'm breaking them slowly. Man, but not too much slower, because I'm about to already bought a ticket. Because I'm telling you, man, I can't take this fucking shit. But don't get me wrong, fellas. I'm not a motherfucker just say bye. But I will. I just said it three times already, and my daughter on my case. I mean, everybody's just fucking with me. So I've been paving in. So I gotta be cool for one reason. I hope you know. That's my girl. But I know here, I'm here for you. You know, I think it was Dr. Ruth, that old German bitch that's speaking about sex. She be talking about how to have good sex. A lot of that shit is getting a candid interview. That bitch say she ain't got fucked right in a long time. Look, it's been like 5 years. You know, it takes a special occasion or whatever the fuck she was saying. So what I'm saying is, man, he know I talk all this goddamn shit. It don't mean I don't have problems. But what it does mean, I face them motherfuckers head on, and no matter how much I got to go through to get my point across, it is being the cloth, or it ain't being a relationship. That's the hard part for this motherfucker, man. My name ain't Monty Hall. I ain't making a motherfucking deal. Not even my daughter. But, what can I say? I'm a motherfucker that should command respect from my daughter, from my bitch, from the public, you know, because they should see what's up with me. But I've started to see and realize that my daughter don't see me like, you know, you see me or other people see me. Because I'm telling you, I mean, she see me as strict. when it's time for me to be straight. But fuck, she's 22 now, so I can tell her. I want to tell her when to go out and all that goddamn shit, when to come in. You grown little motherfucker. I just don't want you bringing little crazy motherfuckers to my house. Man, you know, that's a lot of shit. And then you get the additional shit that another broad bring in. And then they be nice. Fuck that. They like each other. I mean, fuck that to me, man. But let me go ahead, though. See, commanding and demanding are two different things. Either one of them is sufficient for what you're trying to do if you want to get something done. If you're in charge of something and you say, I want this done, but you don't designate any person to do it, and then when you come back, that shit is done, it's because you command respect. It's because those people under you see you as their leader, and you wanted something done, and most likely 3, 4, 5 motherfuckers wanted to do it. So they all teamed up on it. Command respect is a motherfucker. But now, let's say, same situation, and when you came back, the shit wasn't done. Then you would look at Private Jackson and tell his motherfucking ass to get this done. You're demanding it. Same situation, same person, two different levels of respect. They're going to respect you when you demand it because you outrank them. But when you command it, they're going to respect you because they respect you for whatever reasons. They're going to have many reasons why they're willing to do this shit for you. The latrine is fucked up, and I want to have it done when I get back. Shit, who in the fuck want to go dig up somebody's shit? Watch how many, if a motherfucker commands respect, watch how many motherfuckers go to do that shit. So what I'm saying is, to make my analogy right, I want you to take from life what you want. You're not going to get anything if you don't take it. So as far as respect, that's the one thing that I'm not taking it in the way I'm saying taking it. Because ain't nobody going to disrespect me. But as far as me, you know, going out of my way to have somebody respect me, man, it's their loss. So respect is very touchy. That's why command and demand is so important to know the difference between them. You want to be the person that everybody in the group, when they hear you talk, they basically want to listen to see where you're going because you say everything in totality. They ain't got a guess about nothing. So you're not commanding anything except their attention. And if you understand what I'm saying, they're giving you their attention. You're not demanding their attention. You could, but why do that? That's ranking yourself. No, you want to have people willingly giving you their respect. And that way, you have nothing to prove. Either way, you have nothing to prove. But when you demand shit, you feel it necessary to prove different things. You don't believe it? Get down there and give me 30. You know, that kind of shit. But when you command respect, it's just a different level of understanding. And most times, a person that does command respect, he's not actually with the beginners. You know, he meets up with them here and there. But not with them. You know, the people that really show respect to him are the people that know what the fuck they're doing and know what it is to be where this guy they respect him is. You know, the green cadets or whoever, they respect the rank. I want you to get to the point where people respect what you do. what you say. I mean, I'm very proud to say I got a lot of dudes that respect what I say. And periodically, I be talking about how people, you know, be fucking with me, talking that bullshit, blah, blah, blah. You know, I've got, every time, I don't really have to say shit because people already been spanked, whoever it is, that said whatever, and I'm not going to have to say shit. Go, you leave that little shit alone, man. You know, you done already lived, did your shit, blah, blah, blah. Man, they tell me that all the time, man. You know, I listen to it here and there. But, you know, I'm engaged, and I can't. I got to. I can't be on the wayside. You know, I didn't call school teachers and attorneys and construction working bitches. I didn't have dykes like me. You know, I mean, I didn't call all kind of girls. And I'll never change, you know, where I'm coming from, my approach, my tactics. Well, I might change tactics, and I might even change approach. But either way, it's direct and to the point. Because sometimes you got to be passively aggressive. You know what? I would show you what I really think, but I'm not really sure that you wouldn't take offense to it. See, that's passive aggression. That's telling that bitch what you would do in the form, excuse me, you're actually telling her what you would do in the form of a indecisive type question. I wonder what you, you know, that kind of shit. But at the same time, when you finish that statement, you know she's going to say, well, go ahead, what? You made her say that by the way you brought that to her. So I'm saying sometimes there is such thing as being passively aggressive. And there's aggressive aggressive. You have to know what to do. You have to know how to flip an aggressive sentence into a passively aggressive sentence. If you don't know that, then how committed are you to being a man? You got to be knowing these things. If you don't, then you're going to always be wanting to call me or whoever. Wait till this show, man. You're going to miss so much shit doing that. I ain't fucking missing because I'm not changing. I'm not deviating. I don't give a fuck. The only time I give a fuck is when I do. And if a motherfucker don't get it from me, I ain't giving it away. Man, you gotta understand. Bitches gotta understand. Because I tell all the fuckers fuck with me. I'm too fucking nice. I'm a good guy. I give a bitch a lot of shit. Because I ain't no cheap motherfucker. I don't do nothing second rate. So whatever the fuck she doing with me, is she living cool. But this better not be some kind of way not worth that to me. Because what I'm saying is I flips. I ain't trying to be no nice guy. Shit. You better take advantage of whatever you can in the way that you should so that you can keep getting it. And that means be my motherfucking bitch the way you supposed to be. And that's how I like it. If you can't tell a bitch that, you ain't going to have a bitch. She going to have you going for that kind of goddamn bullshit. Then when she fall out with your motherfucking ass, you're going to be wondering what happened. What happened is you stop leading, motherfucking start following. There's only one way to know your way is the only goddamn way to do something. And you can't do it without goddamn confidence. I'm willing to fucking lose. Period. I don't give a fuck about losing. Because losing don't make me a loser. I just lost. So fucking what? Why would you call it a game if you can't lose? Motherfucker. Because me... Even when I lose, I don't lose. Because I ain't a fuck. I'm only caring about me doing what the fuck I want to do. Because I ain't trying to fuck nobody. As many people as you hear or witness or read or whatever, saying whatever, I ain't shit, I'm a whatever. You don't never hear them motherfuckers talking about I fucked them. I'd have sent as many motherfuckers gave me 800, 1500, 2,000, 3,000. Shit. You ain't never heard me. Nobody. People be mad at me now. Don't get me wrong. They be mad at my motherfucking ass. Who is this 786 coming at me? What's up, man?
What's up? What's up, bud?
Ain't too much.
Hey, bud.
With you? Yeah.
Yeah, I heard you say you only a nice guy if, you know, saying if the bra playing her role, right?
Right.
Now, what if the bitch only playing her role is to get shit up out of you? You know, is she really being who she is, or is she faking, or how would you take that?
Well, see, listen. First and foremost, before you even get involved in that shit, you're already checking, should you do it? So I'm already taking for granted that she done already passed the motherfucking should I fuck with this bitch phase. Because if you already told yourself that, you know goddamn well a bitch ain't going to be playing you for that shit. Then the only way that's going to be happen in any way is if you offering it instead of being a man. This is take that shit. Yeah, I'll take this. You know, but I got to just be quiet. Okay, you know, just take it. But that ain't no respect. So what I'm saying is she got to shut the fuck up to get whatever the fuck you talking about. Then you got to do whatever that's going to make her have to shut the fuck up. And then she got to show you by shutting the fuck up. And then you act like that ain't shit. And then if she do that shit again, then you could, whatever, get that bitch something. Because if she can stand it, if she worth it, she fucking worth it. I ain't got no problem buying no bitch shit. Because I ain't about no motherfucking money like that. I ain't tripping. I ain't going to spend all my money. I ain't going to fuck none at all. But best believe, I ain't finna be no punk about buying my bitch some Kmart or whatever kind of bullshit. I ain't doing that. What I'm doing is gonna be to make this motherfucker grow to my level if she ain't on it. And if she is on it, I'm gonna enhance where she at. That's just how I go when you're with a brother that know what he's doing. So my suggestion to you, because as far as asking that question, that can only mean you weak, man, to ask that shit, man. That's weak.
Nah.
You know why? Because talking to a bro, evidently, and you don't know what she's doing. You don't know where she's coming from. How in the hell can you do that? Look, bro, understand this. Anytime a woman talks to you past 1 or 2 minutes, even if you're wrong, you got to assume where she's coming from. And you have to act like where she's coming from is either good or bad for you. And as you address her with this on your mind, you have to be constantly checking to see if she really is, you know, what you think she is. And you do that by saying sentences that require specific responses, not specific as yes, no. Go run up the hill. Not specific, like specific in a way that's going to let you know the bitch paying attention. And as long as she is, you can come up with that bitch. Don't give a fuck about what she has, what she needs, none of that. Because money ain't no problem. I got the fucking money. I ain't got no bitch that's cool. Show me that. Hey, that's what you do after you run that shit by a man. Say, show me yours and I'll show you mine.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Go get a laugh out the bitch, man.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do it, you'll be in them good. Hey, they love this shit, man. I talk hella shit for a reason. Because when I'm not talking shit, I'm like quiet and sleepy. You know, and when I am talking shit, I just feel good. It makes me feel good. When you have a kind of confidence that I'm talking about, you don't even think about what's necessary to catch a bitch. You just go getting her present. And whatever it calls for, you're going to do it. I don't care what it is.
Right.
I'm just going to be that. I'm like that. I catch like that. And I ain't taking no long time to decide what I'm going to say to this motherfucker. And I'm going to see if whatever I said initially attracted her like I wanted it to. But if it didn't, I ain't going to even go with what I was thinking. I'm going to change up. I'm like that. Because I know whatever the fuck I say, that motherfucker's going to be listening to me. So it's up to me to know what the fuck I'm talking about. And that's where I shine and y'all don't. Because y'all don't be caring to know about shit. All you care to know about is where to put your dick. Fuck that, man. Bitches want to hear more than you want to fuck. They want to know you got some games, some real, you know, some shit that they can see that you doing to make them think they want to be on your fucking team. And if you ain't got that like that, why she want to give you some pussy? That's why she wants your money. Fuck that. Motherfuckers be just shit. Hey, and when they offer to pay a nigga like me, I don't, bitch, do you know how much work it takes to be a pimp? I wish I would. Man, I didn't retire. I'm lazy as fuck. Shit. Man, I do everything from my chair for my money, bro. How I'm going to get my motherfucking ass up, be driving up and down the motherfucking highway to my pimping for some bitch that's paying me. You know, I beat in, ran off the cliff, fell asleep somewhere. Bro, I stay in my lane, bro. I ain't trying to do what y'all. Hey, I'm not trying to fool myself. I ain't living in no fantasy world. I know damn well this game is for a young motherfucker to do it. Now, oh, hey, when you get old and you don't really have the energy to do it, then you talk about it and teach. Because the motherfuckers with the energy, they ain't got time to be trying to do no teaching. They trying to catch some bitches, man. That's how we do it. And you feel me?
Yeah, I feel you.
All right. Hey, tech game, though. The thing about, you know, what we do, as far as, you know, fucking with bitches. See, you gotta accept some shit the moment you say hello. Because whether you know this or not, if the bitch wasn't horny, she would be at home. If you don't fucking know that, then you ain't got no business talking to no goddamn bitch. None whatsoever. Why would she be out if she ain't horny? To, like, have a good time? Come on, man. This could dance by a goddamn cell phone. The biscuit text. The biscuit Facebook. The biscuit do all kind of goddamn shit to have fun. I ain't trying to hit shit, girl. You talking about you trying to have some fun. You must want to come with me. I'll kill him. I am not trying to hear that bullshit trying to have some fun. You could have been at home watching Jacqueline or something. And that bitch gonna crack up. God damn, you so mean? That's right, God damn it, because I don't want to hear no bullshit. All right. Nah. You know, that's how they do. If you handle a motherfucking ass, have that bitch handling you because she said something slick out her goddamn mouth. And I'm telling you, it's like that. It's really like that. You got to stop being so motherfucking afraid of what might happen. Because I ain't scared. You know what? If you know you did the right things, if you know you said the right things, if you know you take care of all your goddamn business when it's supposed to be taken care of, I wish a bitch would threaten to leave me. Get your fucking ass out of here. That's how I feel. I take care of all my business. All of it. I don't need shit from nobody, no bitch. So what I'm saying is ain't no motherfucker gonna tell me what they gonna do. Hurry the fuck up and do it. Because I don't believe. I ain't trying to have it. And I don't have it. Well, you know, nigga have problems, though. I already said that. Hey, I'm wrong about that one, but maybe it's one that I don't be wrong about. But let me tell you something. Like that if you want to, but I am a nice motherfucking guy. I am. I ain't saying that just to be saying. I wine and dine. I treat respect. And I don't bow down and none of that. But I mean, shit, the bitch feel like, you know, she's appreciated fucking with me. So I gotta feel like I'm appreciated too. If I'm appreciating the bitch, and the bitch appreciating her own goddamn self, what the hell is appreciating me? Shit, fair exchange ain't no robbery. So if I know I'm doing my thing about whatever I'm supposed to be doing with some broad I'm fucking with, and the bitch got the nerve to tell me some shit, man, two things. One, she's fishing. She could be fishing to see if I think I can do more for her. So she says some shit, and then I get to react. But more than likely, it's just full of shit. This ain't going nowhere. The only way to leave a motherfucker is if that motherfucker is lacking. He didn't start lacking in some way. Because as long as you ain't, the bitch ain't going nowhere. My friends always just, man, how do you have a bitch 20 years cost, nigga? Shit, I ain't never not on my motherfucking job. ABPs, even when I was down and dirty. I know what they want. Not because I'm some kind of mind reader, but because I didn't have a lot of bras and I didn't study what to do. I know what they next move is just by something they say. Motherfuckers say, how the fuck did you know that? See, the thing about being committed, it involves taking hella chances. And the biggest chance you're going to take is getting shot down. That's why you motherfuckers don't take it, because that one hurt. Man, let me tell you something. They just didn't tell me, nigga, who the fuck you thinking? I didn't heard every goddamn mean, terse fucking word. This one hurt so bad, I still remember it today. It was in 1978. They're 40 years ago. Damn. Any motherfucking way. I'm on the whole straw, jeweled up like a motherfucking, just got the brains blown out in my caddy, got my sunroof open. Did I see this hoe? I say, hey, girl, you ready to get with a Big Mac? And that bitch looked at me and said, I already had a hamburger. I wanted to get out and beat that bitch up. That bitch said that to me. But then I had to talk it to the game, man. Ain't had no business using that foul ass line any motherfucking way. But I had heard. I had heard that goddamn shit on the track, and I thought it was slick, because I think Big Macs was just now coming out. The bitch told me she had a hamburger already. You know, I never went that way again. But let me ask you something. I'm having a little bit of fun. You have to have a full understanding of what you're doing in order to be brave enough to really take the chances necessary. And that's where, you know, my core shines. I'm saying, ask yourself things. Do you ever go over with yourself what you're going to do, what you're doing, when you go out on the hunt? Do you ever line up some things to be notable or noticed when you go out? No, you don't do things to assure you catch them. You win. Man, a pimp is so motherfucking plotting. He ride around with the tape, you know, the 8-track, a cassette tape cued to where he wanted to go. Start. And then he pull up on the bitch. Don't let some bitch get in the car. He pushing that baby in. And this goes, it's going to be perfect. And it's going to be the right volume. And the nigga going to start macking. Because, man, we plot everything. Nothing is by accident. Nothing. Even going in the thrifties to buy some fucking ice cream. So you guys don't acknowledge to yourself what your objectives are. You're very surface. My objective is to catch a bitch. Okay, keep going out with that objective. If you don't know what the fuck you ought to do, how can you relay your thoughts to a woman you meet? I mean, how can you clearly relay your thoughts without, all that bullshit? Man, the reason I can't, excuse me, because when I start spitting, that bitch thinks she listening to Peabody Price serenading her. I'm talking shit too, cause there ain't no man, come on, I wish I would let any of that out of my mouth when I start spitting at a goddamn bitch. I spit that bitch so fucking bad that bitch motherfucker love my ass. Period. I ain't no goddamn rapper, but I sure know what I'm gonna say because everything I do provides me with the next play. Yeah. I don't need nothing. If a motherfucker wanna see if I can rhyme, shit, I can rhyme, but I ain't no rapper. But rhyming, if that's the case, ain't doing nothing talking shit. And the fucking reason I can do it so well is because I ain't lying. All I got to do is think about what I do and start talking about it, and everything going to come to my mind and everything going to start to shine, and I'm going to be just fine because my motherfucking heart. That's the way I do it. That's just the way I do it. No goddamn rapper. Man, it's simple for a motherfucker to really be what he want to be. It's simple. He got to go out and get the things that allows him to be that way. But the 21st century man, whatever he wants, he can Google it. You can Google it and find out what a lion do. But I bet your ass ain't going to go out there and do it. You can Google what a damn astronaut do, fly to the moon, without really knowing what the fuck you doing body-wise, mind-wise, and every other way-wise. I don't know why you motherfuckers think you can read something on and Google and really have some fucking game. You guys are so blind. You listen to this bullshit, and the bullshit is fake, and you know it's fake, and you keep listening to it, so it encourages you to be fake, and you don't even realize it. Running around faking this, faking that. Why? Because all your heroes are fakes. Nothing they got is real. Every car they have is rented. Every piece of jewelry is hooks. Maybe that motherfucking, what's his name, Jay-Z or somebody like that. You know, they really got the shit. But I'm talking about all these motherfuckers y'all be following. This mob, that mob, this crew, that crew, this bitch. You motherfuckers. I get to listen to that shit now. This fucking bitch is a rap fanatic. I be having to cut that shit off. God damn it. I be all riled. You really don't want to see me after listening to no rap. I be so riled up, ready to cut the motherfucker out. Because that's all I be hearing. They said, fuck you, motherfucker. I'm better than you. And this, that, and the other. The bitch be come out and eat my pussy and pussy is your thing. Crazy shit. You just have to be committed to even be in the 21st century. If you're not, I'm telling you, next week you probably be going for something that they didn't came up with. Everything they come up with, they study what's needed. They go make it. You motherfuckers, go for it. They fucking the iPhones. I don't know what number they own. PlayStation. I don't know what number they own. But how many of them motherfuckers are they gonna make before you motherfuckers realize? Sure, the graphics a little better, but it's the same shit. The games are new. I don't know, man. Wait, I take that back. I take all that shit I just said back, because I don't even do the games. I don't even fucking do the games whatsoever. I don't know how to flip nothing, so it could be better. I'm just saying. iPhone, I think they on number 370. The iPhone 370. You motherfuckers. And one of them motherfuckers I see was $1,400. Man. When the car phone, not the cell phone, the car phone came out, they was $4,200 installed. And this motherfucker was like 60 pounds. You had it in your trunk. Your phone rang like a real phone. You know, that ring, ring. And if you wasn't in the car, it would blow your horn. We thought we were the shit. But the reason we wanted to buy it was because it made us stand out. Because at that time, no motherfucker had no car phone. The doctors and big lawyers. But now, every motherfucker had a latest goddamn phone. So why would you spend $1,400 on one? Yours ain't gonna be the best. I mean, the Pulsar 2 that had 13 channels. Shit. My shit was the best for at least a year and a half. At least a year and a half. I had the absolute shit that Pulsar had 13 channels. It was a 13 channel scan. Motherfucker scanned and hit that channel. Ugh. Oh, that's a scanner, yeah. And I even had that motherfucker up to my ear and the little thing be scanning. I thought I was so fucking cool. But I was cool because it cost $4,200. Now today, $1,400 is a lot for a phone. A hell of a lot. And you ain't going to even have a bet? Why regular people, my daughter got some kind of damn iPhone that I bought, but it ain't even the best. You spend all that money on something that you know is not the best and that you're going to trade in 6 months, because if you wait a year and a half, your fucking iPhone going to fucking whisper. That shit changes every 4 months now. What you gonna do? You can't keep up. You have nothing to believe in. All you do is run around pretending, thinking like this or that, but in reality, you're not even thinking. Well, I got you. You can say something because I hear you. Because this man,
on this Garmelin Star.
Garmelin, what's happening?
Ain't nothing, man. Listen, you just said something that kind of like I picked up on. You said that you had a daughter. I wanted to know, how long did it take you to, I guess, introduce your daughter about your... Huh?
Is it fine, baby, not like that?
Can you hear me? You can hear me good?
I got you now. Go ahead.
All right. What I was saying is, you said something about your daughter. You said that you had a daughter. I was curious, how
right.
long did it take you before you passed lifestyle with your daughter?
I never hit it.
You
watched
never
American
hit
Pimp?
It.
Did you watch
yeah.
American Pimp? Did you
yeah,
see
I watched
the little girl talking with me?
I remember that.
Of the
yep.
That little girl, that's my daughter. That's mm-hmm. her. That's a daughter of mine now. She's still here. She's two now. She's two.
Okay. All right.
Hey, I just check what I'm saying. I mean, you asked him how mm-hmm. old was she when I started, you know, when I brought her to her. She was a set of American Pimp coming and following me around, going wherever the fuck. Because.
I'm having a hard time listening to you. It sound like you break it. You coming in and out.
Well, I am too. You too. That's what I'm hearing, man. So, hold on. Let me. Maybe I gotta use another phone. Hold on. Is that what you finna tell me?
Yes, sir. It's sounding real bad. Breaking up.
Yeah. All right. Hold on. I'm on the
reception. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, let's see.
What's up now? Oh, I got to turn this down.
Loud and clear.
Okay, is it better?
I can hear you. Just a little bit of an echo, but I can hear you clearly.
Okay, good. All right, Carmelo, go ahead.
Yeah. I was just curious how long it took you, but you said that you never hid your lifestyle from her. But, you know, like, raising a daughter and having the game that you have, you know what I mean? Did you end up lacing her with the realities
no,
of this world
I,
at
I'm
one point?
I'm telling you, I never hid nothing from her. What I'm saying is this, man. Something you probably have never thought of. Every one of them hoes is somebody's daughter. So mine is no fucking different. The only thing I did was make sure she understood what motherfuckers want. If they come talking that slick shit, they want to pimp you, use you, and if they talking whatever shit, they just want to fuck you. That's exactly how I talked to her when she got old enough. And if you want to let them fuck you, make sure you put a rubber on their motherfucking ass. That's exactly how I talked to her. She ain't got no goddamn baby. She ain't on drugs. She ain't never been to jail. You know what I'm saying? Shit. That. How many motherfuckers, you know, saying that kind of goddamn shit, 23 years old? She about to have a birthday today. Is Sunday. She going to have a birthday next Monday, I think. It is the 26th. She going to be 23. And I'm very proud of what she's doing because she held her shit together. Because you know me, I'm a... You know me, man. She could have. Hey, you know what? She used to be very embarrassed going to school because they used to call her Little Rosebud. And I'm saying, what if I hadn't told her about my shit? What if I hadn't, you know, made her understand people going to be saying shit? You know, and they come tell her that her mama was a hoe and her daddy was a pimp. That could have made her go jump off a bridge. Shit, so I told her from Jump Street, girl, we finna go be around some pimps and hoes. I didn't actually explain what they were when she was like 3 or 4 years old. But I let them know these is pimps, you know, and because when she got old enough to ask about them, I told her, what's up, pimp? I told her, pimp and hoes, what's up? You know, your mom was a hoe. I was your pimp. Your dad was a pimp.
Oh, they good people?
yeah, because I'm at that point right now with my daughters. My daughters are 4 and 5, and I'm just trying to figure out when's the best time to, you know, I'm not pimping, but, you know, when pretty much you talk to them about, have that type of conversation.
Garmelon, what you're saying now is a totally fucking different question than what you asked me. You talking about daughters you're raising and when is the right time to get at them or talk to them, I guess, about sex, right?
Sex, period, whatever, anything. Just lacing them with
well,
any type
well,
of
man,
game.
It's not. You don't have anything to hide. So what I'm saying is, think, listen to this, man. You know, when my daughter was, a little baby, too big to be in that little baby bathtub, she used to want to get in the bathtub with me. And we used to get in the bathtub. And then one time, I don't know what made me think of this. Well, she was maybe like preschool age. But I said, man, what if she said to somebody at school she took a bath with me and they got to thinking all this sexual bullshit. So when that night I told her, look, honey, we can't bath together no more. God damn, she started crying and crying. Why, Daddy, why? And I said, well, you know, wasn't no good reason, because I didn't want to say that sexual shit. So I said to myself, from now on, I'm going to put, because when I bathe, I don't have suds. I don't put suds in there. I'm gonna put suds in the soap so that she can't see through the water. And when I get up, I'm going to make sure soap is covering me. But the first fucking time she noticed me, she ain't bathing with me no more. And it maybe was 3-4 months later.
Mm.
Not, maybe not much longer, it's longer, but it wasn't a long time, and I had to tell her no. Because she noticed me now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you. I hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, so you gotta think about that kind of goddamn shit, man, you know. And then think about this. If somebody would have said that shit in my background, come on, man.
Yeah, you're right. You definitely right. Yeah, she would have.
You know, so I had to tell her everything, so that couldn't nobody tell her anything they wanted to tell her, and she just told me the only thing I hated about being your daughter was being called Little Rosebud. No, Rosebud Junior. But other than that, it's cool, Dad. She says that shit to me now, man. But no, man, with your daughters, Carmelin.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily saying do this, but I am suggesting you might not want to be as blunt as I was, but I wouldn't go the route that they be talking about making her weak and all that stuff. Because I told my daughter, look, I don't want it to happen to you, but if you get raped, you better not let it wear you out. You better not let it whoop you. And I told her, I said, think about this. You ever heard of slavery? She said, mm-hmm. Yeah. I said, you ever heard of how many women got raped during slavery? She said, yeah. I said, think about this, Lena. What if they thought the way they're telling you women to think today? It wouldn't be any black people. Rape is not, it is a bad thing. It is a horrible thing. But it don't break you in half when it happens. Now, I ain't saying that really helps my daughter. But I know if something like that happened, she has that in her head to think about. And then when I start telling her whatever I tell her, then I'm going to be reinforcing that. Because the one thing that's a fact, when that happens, somebody took it. You didn't do nothing. Somebody took that shit. It, you know, you can't be accountable. So why should you be fucked up? You know what I mean?
That's deep. You planted that seed in her.
Yeah, man, because I don't, you know, she's a cutie pie, half white, you know what I'm saying? And long ass hair, all that bullshit. And I ain't trying to have nothing happen to her, but, and I told her, look, because she thinks she bad, like these fucking kids. Look, Lena, you ain't got no fucking dick. So quit talking shit to dudes. They'll hit you like you got a dick. She said, Dad, well, do you understand? God damn it, I ain't playing, man, because, you know, you got to be real.
I feel you. I like that. I like that a lot.
You got to be real, man, because these fools are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
These fools will hit your daughter like they trying to hit you, man. You know, when we was, you know, kids and got into it with a bra, you know, we held back, man. You know, it was kind of fun, not fun, but, you know, we laughing and kind of running, trying to get out the way, the bra going crazy. These niggas stand up and have a fight with bitches, man.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
I mean,
yep.
They really be trying to protect themselves like this bra's going to knock them out or something. It was a big joke as we running around the lunch table, you know, got the chair between us and, you know, she going crazy, you know, that kind of crazy shit. They don't do that these days, man. They hit women.
Yeah. Everything's
my daughter coming home showing me some shit like that because I'm going to school. Fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
These niggas crazy. All right,
bro, you
man.
Can put me back in.
All right, man. Hey, you guys, I know I went off with that, but,
the thing about that was important. Look, hey, I got this echo going. I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Where's my volume coming from? Oh, wait. Oh, I know it's from right here.
Hello?
We here, bud.
Garmel.
Yeah. This is Sean. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? This is Sean. Whoever that was is just saying Garmella. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if y'all can hear me, but the show is having technical difficulties right now. But we're going to try to move it on real quick.
Oh, man, that was me, man. I'm sorry, Sean. I cut myself off. you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, did you have a question?
No, I just was
good looking, man. Good looking.
Okay.
773, what's up?
Nah, this is G. I was just letting you know that we couldn't hear you, but that's all.
Okay. I had cut myself off, bro. 347, what's happening?
Hey, bud, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, I wanted to say just a few minutes ago, you said your daughter never been in jail. But if you go,
I could barely hear you, bro. Are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you hear anything?
I could hear you better.
Okay, I said a few minutes ago, you just said that your daughter never been in jail or nothing, but a few weeks ago, you said you had to pick your daughter up from jail.
Tickets, man. I'm talking about jail doing some goddamn shit. She had some tickets and they picked her little ass up and they show took. I was glad as hell for that goddamn shit because she never seen the inside of a jail. And them damn seven, she had seven fucking tickets that she didn't tell me about and I'm supposed to get her out. Fuck that. You know, but about doing whatever, you know, robbing some or drugs or whatever, wrecks, all of those kind of shit. She ain't never been in jail for none of that kind of shit.
Oh, okay. I can dig it, man. All
right. Yeah, okay. But any mother, you guys kill me, man. You guys just, and they say, hey, man, you lying ass motherfucker. What's up with you? See, to me, It just like I'm saying what I be doing with my daughter. I'm not trying to be hard or mean or crazy or any of that shit, but I'm just being real, and I'm having a realistic approach to her questions. Now, I'm going to be honest, when it came to sex, and she really asked that, I handed the ball to my sisters. She got a couple of aunties, you know, when it came to that, you know, time of the month shit and all that. And let me tell you, if she was here, I'd make her tell you, the first time was the last time she asked me to get that shit. She said, Dad, can you take me to, I mean, can you get, I was going to the store, can you bring me some Kotexes or whatever she was using. And I grabbed her by her little dress and pulled her up to me and told her, don't you ever ask me to do no shit like that again. And I had it where she couldn't even leave that shit in the bathroom. Now, that's not good or bad, but that's the same as if I'm living with a broad, you know, and she get mad at me because I don't leave the seat up. You know, I mean, shit, let the seat down, bitch. You ain't got to sit down. I mean, you ain't got to be, you know what I'm saying? Let it down if you need it down or whatever they be mad about. But my point is, I didn't really get sexually explicit with her no more than I did when I was talking about, you know, they would want to fuck you or something like that. Because I'm not trying to scare her, but in, you know, a way I was, if you understand. But who is this on the phone now? Oh, they ain't that motherfucker on the phone. I think I'm going crazy. 847.
Hey, what's good, man? It's Leon.
Leon, what's happening?
What's up? I just have one question. Why are the people on level 2 still scary? Why is that?
Okay, I could go into it a little bit, surface.
Yeah.
But I can't, you know, we can't share all that. But level 2 is no different than level 1, really. The only difference is you have actually interacted with women. But the same fear exists. The same hang-ups exist. You just have a better handle on them. And as you go through level 2, you start calming down. It's level 3 where you start seeing the changes as far as your tactics and all that kind of shit. But, you know, I don't know if you remember, but I told you level 1 and level 2 is basically the same. And you really haven't had social interaction, but you didn't kind of put the tools together that you're going to use. And, you know, that's the only difference. But that's about as much as we could talk about, but that's a good question, man. Ask me tomorrow at the conference call.
All right.
All right, for sure. All right, you guys. See, the commitment. We're talking about commitment. You know, if you do have a belief, you know, of not necessarily the game, you know, the streets or anything, but a real belief, a foundation. If you want success with women, you just have to rely on that foundation. It's not going to be easy, but it ain't going to be hard either. It's just going to take, it's going to take dedication. Why is my fucking thing saying in the episode? Hold on. It's going to take dedication. That's all it's going to take. And once you make that firm commitment to the fact that, you know, you ain't going to be no ATM for women, you know, you ain't going to do nothing to get to be with them or any of that. Once you make that commitment, then you start turning the tables. And they start wanting to do things to be with you. That's how you turn it. That's what you want to do. You want to have this firm foundation. Nothing's going to get you off it. And then once they really see that, because I'm going through that right now. Once they really see that, it turns them on. And they just, some of them harder than others. You know, they not necessarily easy, none of them. But what I'm saying is, you know, you just stick to what you believe. Because me, I try to run them off. And as long as they don't leave, they getting trained. Because I do everything to the extreme, whatever it is, you know. And if you can stand it, you done already seen the worst of me, baby. So, you know, without you knowing it, you can deal. At least that's my psychology of what I'm doing. And when you explain shit like that, I mean, you just don't know what it does for them. It fucking enlightens them. That's what it does. It enlightens them. And it makes them understand you can control things. They feel very comfortable releasing whatever control they think they're keeping from you. And once they release it, your work really is not just beginning, but you really got more work then, because then the sexual type shit got to come in, because, you know, they might be this way or that way that you don't like or what. There's just a lot of shit going on. Every phase of it, you got to have your priorities to where this is, you know, not meshing naturally, which to me, if it meshed naturally, you ain't got no goddamn game plan. Because, you know, whatever bitch was doing some other motherfucker ain't going to be good enough for me. So, to me, I have to show them all. And I tell them, no, I'm making dogs. No, not like that, like this, woo-woo. Because, man, if you don't do that, you're just accepting shit. And to a motherfucker that, you know, don't get pussy, to a motherfucker that, bitch, give you some pussy, see, you accept that kind of goddamn shit. Man, no, I get pussy, bitch. Fuck you. Fuck what you talking about. Close your motherfucking legs. Matter of fact, sew that shit up with some cat gut and sell it, motherfucker. Yeah. That's how I feel about your goddamn pussy. Now, how you like me now? And I'm looking at the bitch. Now, what? Let me see. Listen, they say, ooh. That's what they say damn near all the time. They don't never be insulted. Because I ain't just really being insulting, but I am talking shit. And what's important is after they say, ooh, I got some slick shit for them, and they just going to laugh and forget I ever said that damn shit, and they just going to come a little closer to me. I'm handling them. I'm not going to be handled, fellas. And until you understand, this is a mindset that you should have. You're not going to understand it, Ben. Hey, are you guys still on it? Because this says there's still no callers. Let me see. 347, you still on here?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, it says no call. All right, long as we cool. Yeah, but you know, once you pay for anything for bras, you know, I ain't talking about, you know, a little drink or nothing, but I'm saying once you really pay for something. Now, me, I bought bitch a purse. What else I bought? I didn't bought some shit. Cause bitch with me ain't got no fucking purse. Now come on, motherfucker, you acting like a little kid, ain't got no goddamn purse carrying your shit in some kind of bag. So what I'm saying, you gotta make moves. And once she know that all she gotta do is smile and bat her fucking eyes, and your fucking ass will buy her whatever she want, you know, that's not the way to do shit. You know, I talk so bad about that punk bitch not having no purse, ranking me, making me look like I'm molesting a motherfucking bitch that just got out of high school running around with some bags and shit. Man, I talk so much shit. She was so happy to get a purse to shut me up. So I ain't gonna feel like no damn fool or no trick. Shit. You know, I ain't spend more money or nothing, but I'm saying you gotta be able to make everything understood. You can't be afraid to talk. You can't be afraid to say some things that may even cause a little controversy or whatever in that moment. But you just have to have a foundation. If you have that foundation, you could stand on whatever the conversation go to, and you could always bring it back to that foundation. And you're going to be respected for it. I mean, that's the way my life been going, and I don't have the best life, but for me, I think I got the bomb-ass life, because, you know, I don't want to be taking no instructions. I don't want no motherfucker telling me shit. You know, and I do want to do what I want to do, whenever that is. And that's the way I didn't design my life. Most of that is because of my belief, my foundation, my belief that I can get what I want out of life. I believe it. I believe that I can get any bitch I want. I believe I can get, I mean, just anything, man. My desk, I built it, the pool tables, everything, the cabinets, I build shit, I do all kind of goddamn shit just to show myself I can do it. Because I ain't trying to sell none of this damn shit, you know, who in the fuck here? And then if I don't let me get some of the idea, I tear the shit down. You know, so, hey, none of this means anything. What means something is where you go when you motherfucking leave out your house and you trying to talk to a broad, or you going to talk to a broad. Where are you going in your mind? What do you do? What is your game plan? How the hell you going to snag her? You know, if you don't think all this stuff is going to catch you off guard, and when it catches you off guard, it's going to startle that broad, and then you might have to start all over. Not maybe from the very beginning, but shit, the last thing you want to do is fucking get ready to go, and something, you're looking for something, can't find it, and she might, oh, well, you know, I changed my mind. I don't let them change their mind. Everything is ready. My keys is already in my hand. My phone is in the other hand. And as soon as the bitch say, okay, I ain't even trying to finish no drink. I'm gone. Fuck a drink, bitch. We can go get us, you know, whatever. Shit. Let's get out of here so I can get somewhere so me and you could really chat. You know, you say one of them little fucking white boy words or whatever. And the motherfuckers, they just, goddamn, like, I don't know what to think about your motherfucking ass. That's right, baby. And isn't it exciting? It is very exciting for a woman to not know who they fucking with, although they feel comfortable, safe, but they're just curious of what you about. And when you, you know, when you do become a stronger man, it just radiates off you. And the women, the kids, I'm telling you, kids see me, and all kids like me, want to play with me, want me to do this, throw them in the ball or whatever. Any brother I ever meet that got kids, the fucking kids love me. Because I ain't scared to be soft, I guess. You know, when the kid comes, you can't be hard. You know, you got to kind of soften up. And I ain't scared to do that, I guess. I mean, I'm only guessing. But whatever it is, they fucking like me. And I just take that as the confidence is exuding off me to where even a doggone child can see that I'm so confident it make them confident and not afraid of me. And I can pick them up almost as soon as I meet them. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. What I'm trying to say is what's responsible for everything I'm saying is the foundation that I work from. I believe that I can do and have any fucking thing. And if I really think of it, I'm going to get it. I'm not going to wait for nobody's help. I'm going to get it. And when I get it, I'm going to be talking shit. That's just me. So look, you guys, I have spoken. But I got a lot of shit to do. I'm finna go up north. I was going to leave on the 24th, but they changed it to the 27th, so I guess I got another week. But I'm going to be gone, man, but this time I'm going to be gone a week and a half, and I'm going to be doing my shows from the road, so then they'll probably be hella better. Man, I got this fucking CenturyLink internet, and that's why my shit's so weak. So I'm actually, this is the only one available over here, but they say you can buy some that is just yours. Some shit this bitch told me about. But anyway, man, y'all be cool. Get at me. There won't be any Thursday shows. But, you know, everything is everything on Ask Rosebud / Down and Dirty 101. All right, I'm out.